Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1148, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. Let's jump right in, round one. The category, the big battalions. First question. This country's nearly 2.2 million active military personnel is by far the world's largest standing force. The answer is China. China's army, known as the People's Liberation Army, is indeed the largest standing military force in the world. It is also the largest employer globally. Second question. Russia leads the world with more than 20,000 of these, like the new T-14 with an automated turret and 125mm cannon. The answer is tanks. The T-14 is part of Russia's Armada Universal Combat Platform, which is the first series of armored vehicles developed after the fall of the Soviet Union. Third question. The U.S. rules the seas with 11 of these mighty ships, more than the rest of the world's fleets combined. The answer is aircraft carriers. Indeed, the United States Navy operates the largest fleet of aircraft carriers in the world, with 11 in service, each named after a past U.S. president. Fourth question. North Korea has one of the largest fleets of these craft, including the Yonoh-class midget type. The answer is submarines. Fifth question. Together, these two countries that fought a late 1940s war over Kashmir now deploy about 2 million active troops. The answer is India and Pakistan. Round two, let's start. The category, cliches. First question in this round. This cliche referring to callousness in the face of calamity was inspired by the Emperor Nero. The answer is fiddling while Rome burns. Second question. This expression, meaning away from turmoil, became popular after Thomas Hardy used it as a book title. The answer is far from the madding crowd. Third question. Meaning you can't make sense of it, to not be able to do this of something, may refer to a flipped coin. The answer is make heads or tails of it. Fourth question seems to be missing in the script. We'll proceed to the next. Fifth question. When you accept something you don't want to, you do this to your pride. Gulp. The answer is swallow. Round the category, scrambled Greek gods. First question. Rose. The answer is Eros. Second question. Deter me. The answer is Demeter. And now the third question. Noise pod. The answer is Poseidon. Remember, the category is scrambled Greek gods. Fourth question. The answer is Uranus. Fifth question. Hair Depot. The answer is Aphrodite. Let's proceed with round four. Category, the 50s. First question. Year in which the Soviets launched Sputnik. The answer is 1957. Sputnik, the first artificial Earth satellite, was launched by the Soviet Union in 1957 and marked the start of the space age. Second question. First racehorse to win $1 million when he took the Hollywood Gold Cup in 51. The answer is Citation. Third question. In May 1956, India observed the 2,500th anniversary of this person's death. The answer is the founder of Buddhism, Buddha. Fourth question. Before playing Pete Nolan on TV's Rawhide, he had a major hit with this. Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had the one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shake in and I said, ooh-ee. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned. The answer is Sheb Wooley. Fifth question. According to a popular ad to keep your pompadour in place, a little dab of this would do you. The answer is Brill Cream. Last round, the category something to wear. First question. They have metal plates at heel and toe to increase sound. The answer is tap shoes. Second question. Put this pretentious French word before rabbit or fox to keep yourself warm. The answer is faux. Third question. In 1884, the U.S. Army introduced these tired-sounding casual clothes. The answer is fatigues. Fourth question. GQ says these suits, typified by an extra row of buttons, don't have to be boxy, 1930s gangster style. The answer is double-breasted suits. Fifth question. For Muslim women, a burqa covers the face, a niqab leaves the eyes uncovered. This five-letter word is a headscarf. The answer is hijab. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for more.